Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
That sounds like Celine Dion. What a great rendition there of that wonderful song. Thank you for hanging out with me. Six till now. Welcome back. Happy 4th of July, folks. Independence Day in America. Having a great visit with Dr. Gene Greisman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By. Also, Lincoln Speaks to Leaders is another one of his great books. You're starting to get the picture. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers. Folks, if you want to give yourself a treat, if you've got an event coming up, you want to engage Gene to show up and portray Lincoln and to give you some bring that history to your event. Gene, tell the audience how they can find you, how they can engage you with that.
They can find me at presidentlincoln.com.
All right.
Now,
so
if they type
that
in presidentlincoln.org, they're going to get the Lincoln Library,
right,
in Springfield.
Right.
But
he won't be there. presidentlincoln.com.
Also,
go ahead.
They can look at some videos of my performances there. Could I tell you a quick story,
yep,
about what happened when I performed at the Homestead Monument?
Right.
I just performed under the tent, and a man wanted to come back and see me in one of the offices where I was.
We were talking earlier in the segment, in the previous segment, folks. We were talking about the fact this is the 150th anniversary of Lincoln signing the Homestead Act into law, which gave people the opportunity to live on 160 acres for 5 years, and the property became theirs. They were giving it to them, all part of the claiming of the continent. Go ahead, Gene.
And he told me, a man said he wanted to come back to see me, so he came back. And he said, my granddaddy came out here with 12 children, and he got his 160 acres. And I still work 80 of them, and my brother works 80. But those 80 have now grown to 3,000 acres that we work. We grow soybean and corn and hay. And I said, well, how's it going? He said, oh, it's doing wonderfully. He said, in fact, so well, I just bought a harvester, sophisticated harvester. I said, well, about how much does that cost? He said, about $150,000.
Yeah, I was going to say $150,000, yep.
And I thought,
of course, Gene, that tractor's got air conditioning. The one I grew up on, the John Deere I grew up on, had air conditioning too, but it wasn't the same kind of air conditioning.
you got air conditioning if you drove fast.
That's right.
But and a computer as well. But I was so impressed. He went off to the University of Nebraska, got a degree in agriculture, still works that land, has turned it into a thriving business. And what it said to me is, if you give the people a chance,
mm-hmm,
if you give people a break, often they'll make a lot of it. They'll
right,
turn it into something. And that's what's happened. 150 years ago, the promise that if we would do something for landless people, they just might turn it into something. And they have.
Well, absolutely. And isn't that, haven't we learned that lesson in America? Isn't that the essence of America? Self-determination, Gene? If America is nothing, we're nothing if not about self-determination and liberty.
That is right.
And liberty, everything, Gene, everything wells from liberty, doesn't it?
Yes.
Entrepreneurship can't happen without liberty.
Yes,
self-determination can't happen without liberty. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's just a remarkable story. And also, is liberty with an assistance from the government? The government is not always bad. The government in this case was good. It said, we're going to give you this land
right,
if you'll work for it. And so I think that this partnership is what it tells us works to.
Well, what the government did when they gave that land was say, you do whatever you want to with it. And what when the government gives the land, that's good. When the government tells you what to do with the land, that's not good, Gene. That's the problem.
Well, the government told them they had to stay. They couldn't leave.
But he didn't tell them. They didn't tell them they had to grow corn or soybeans. They said choose which one, pick one, do both of them. Hey, Gene, PresidentLincoln.com, right?
PresidentLincoln.com. Happy 4th to you, my friend.
You too, my friend. Thank you for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Gene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Gene Greisman and Abraham Lincoln, all wrapped up into one. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection, and please have a safe and happy 4th of July. I got one more hour after this one. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.